people are terrified of contagious diseases. Do any of you remember the slogan, coughs and sneezes spread diseases, encouraging you to use a handkerchief? Now we have antibacterial rub to put on our hands in hospitals and other public places, and even here today for use during the Eucharist. At the time of Jesus, leprosy was the most feared disease. Anyone coming into close contact with the leper risked becoming infected. There were painful sores, a lack of sensation, followed by paralysis and finally death. Those walking about would have horrible disfigurements, losing their facial features, fingers and toes. So lepers were forced to live as outcasts outside of their towns and villages, and to ring a bell whenever they moved around, crying, "Unclean! Unclean!" Now this horrible condition, known as Hansen's disease, I believe, can be completely cured, if it's caught early enough, with modern drugs. Matthew and Mark tell us that on occasion Jesus actually touched lepers, despite the risk of contagion. But in our Gospel reading today, we heard how the lepers kept their distance when they approached Jesus. Usually when we have this reading, we focus on giving thanks. But today I want to talk about contagion. Jesus looked at the infected people, saw their pain, and told the lepers to go to and follow the law and report to the priests to declare themselves clean. And incredibly, although they still had the symptoms, the signs, they set out with faith towards the temple. They went and they were healed. Jesus had performed another miracle. And what can we learn from this? Was it an act to impress people by breaking the laws of nature? No. The heart of Jesus was touched by those suffering people, and he was showing pure love for them. Many Christians have followed the example of Jesus and gone to work with the sick and those with contagious diseases. And one can say that Christian love is more contagious than leprosy. Many Christians have given their lives working in God's name to help the sick, those with leprosy, and more recently, diseases such as Ebola. On the 3rd of October, it was Francis Tide, the anniversary of the death of St. Francis. And as Jilly said, some of you know that I am a member of the Third Order of St. Francis. Although we do not live in communities, but out in the world, we seek to follow the rules which St. Francis laid down. That includes following his example of interacting with those in need, as he did. Most of us associate St. Francis with the animals, of talking to the birds. But he showed his love of God, not only to all nature, but also to all creation. And that includes God's people. And the relevance today is that Francis imitated Christ by kissing lepers. Early on in his calling, when he turned away from a dirty, disfigured sufferer, he was given a vision. He turned back and saw, standing in the road, not the leper, but Jesus himself. Forever after, Francis saw the image of Christ in all who suffered and gave them love. He showed love to them and found Christ in them. He would kiss and bless them and give them what comfort he could. I believe that if we are seen to be showing Christian love to those who don't seem to deserve it, some of that love will rub off on those who see us behaving like that, and the love of Jesus will rub off onto us. But we have to do our part. Look at the unloved and the unlovely, the lonely, the street people, and do not be afraid to show your Christian love. I often go into the high street and talk to the homeless people who are sitting there. A few of them are not quite genuine, but some of them needing to tell their stories. And I listen, and I do what I can. We hear of those who show their Christian love by working with those in need, medical missionaries abroad, and here in Weston, the volunteers of the food bank and Somewhere to Go, who look after the street people and see Jesus in them. Can we follow the example of St. Francis, of Jesus? Can we show our Christian love to the unloved and the unlovely? The contagion will spread until Christ's love infects more and more of people in our sinful world. And this world is finally transformed into Christ's perfect kingdom here on earth.